This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, even your basic cough and sneeze, this is a talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. We are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off with Cora. Hi, Cora. Good to talk with you, darling. What's going on?
Well, I took my routine mammogram, and I got a report that I was to come back in because it hadn't come out like they've normally come out. And I went in for the second mammogram and then an ultrasound. And the mammogram, the second mammogram and the ultrasound both show a difference in the last mammogram that I've had. And they want you to do a biopsy, have a biopsy done. So I'm trying to find out. I know it could go either way, but I'm trying to find out what kind of things. I just kind of randomly heard you talking to some man about reversing some things in that area, and I just want to know what kind of things can I do to possibly reverse anything.
Well, you don't know. First of all, you don't know that it's anything, right?
Right.
Okay. So you don't know that it's anything. So let's not even go there. Now, is the doctor wanting you to have a biopsy? You're saying they do, right?
Yes.
So there's a lot of controversy with biopsies, and you've got a lot of people that say if you go in, you put the core needle. Depending on the kind of biopsy they're going to do, they're probably going to do the needle biopsy where they go in. There's a lot of controversy that you're going to spread cancer cells everywhere, and it's something you don't want to do. There's a lot of research against that too, though. So I've worked very closely with some oncologists, and I know I can tell you this for a fact. If it was my wife, I would have her do the biopsy if they found something, because I would want to know what type of cells are in there. Or the other option is there a mass? Have they already found a certain size mass in there?
That's what they said they wanted to do the biopsy for.
That's what they want to do the biopsy for. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're asking my, are you asking my thoughts, or are you just wanting to know what you can do on the natural side to keep the body strong?
I'm trying to find out which way to go. I have no idea. I've never been down this road before, and I just need some help. I need to know something. I don't know what I'm up against.
Here's the thing. I think you definitely want to get another opinion. I would definitely go to another physician, whether it be a radiologist or an oncologist, and just maybe get some other opinions. Talk to someone about it. Go through maybe a 30-minute counseling time with them to get them to explain all the options. With the research that's out there right now, the biopsy, what they can do with it, with the information, is pretty remarkable. I was speaking with an oncologist the other day that I've worked with, and they were just telling me the research, you know, we think that there's, like with cancer research and all that, that there's just not been a lot of strides. But there really has. I mean, it's pretty incredible the leaps and bounds that they've made. And I'm a big advocate of natural all the way around. I can tell you that there's a biopsy that needs to be done where they're trying to determine what kind of cells, whether it's in situ or not, whether it's invasive or not. That's really good information. And you know, the other option is if they definitely had a mass that they saw, The option is you could ask the surgeon or ask the group that you're working with if they would just cut around the edges and get all the margins and then go that route and then test the tissue from there. That's another option. But then you don't know if it was invasive, then they have to go back in, you know, depending on the amount of margins that they got. So it's just one of those deals where I would get another opinion. I definitely would not go the route. I can tell you this. This is what I would do. If I was a woman, which I'm not, I definitely would not just do all the natural stuff and try to make it go away. I don't think that's smart. I just don't. I think you need to do everything you can right now, starting right now, everything you can to be healthy regardless of what might be there or might not be there. That's just good wisdom. That's just taking care of yourself. And I know you don't know what way to go and what. Here's the thing. Eating healthy, very important. And the foods that we put inside of our body become our body. Our body can only make new cells based on the foods that we eat every single day. So a lot of times with cancer cells or anything else or any type of abnormal cells, they usually come on based on poor lifestyle choices over a long period of time. And the good news is we can make those. We're kind of in control of that. We can change our lifestyle choices. I mean, you control what you put in your mouth every single day, the food you eat or the things you drink or the stress that you take on or don't or the rest that you get or don't. So you're in control of that. That's good news. Just think about if you weren't in control of that. So you can kind of make those choices and make those changes in your life. So that's the first thing is you want to start eating healthy, following an anti-inflammatory diet. That's one of the best ways to go, keeping it balanced. And I talk a lot about that in my book. If you don't know, I've got a book out called Empowering Your Health. It's at all the bookstores. I would look at that and start maybe learning some of that information and seeing if it's something you might want to apply to your life. Because working with your physicians, they're going to come up with a good game plan for you. Get a second opinion, though. I think it's smart. Even a third opinion is smart. So you can have good information to make the right kind of decisions for your health. And there's a lot out there. But no matter what you do, you need to come up with a good game plan, or I guess a better way to say it, it would be smart to come up with a good game plan naturally to give your body everything that it needs so you can work alongside with your medical team all the way around so that you're making good choices. I mean, and the reason I'm saying that is because not exercising, not drinking half your body weight in ounces of water, not avoiding stress, and then eating fast food all the time, that doesn't add up. That just doesn't make sense because you've got to do everything you can to be healthy. And you want to do everything you can by the choices you make to give your body every chance that it can to make those good new healthy cells. And that, it's just about education, educating yourself, empowering yourself so that you can have the kind of health that you're looking for and so that you have all the weapons that you need to battle anything that might come down the pipeline. And this might not be anything. And that's where your mindset needs to be. But your mindset also needs to be that you want to be prudent and that you want to be wise and you want to make good decisions right now. And you can. It sounds like you've got a great team around you. But get some other opinions. But definitely do something. Out of all those options, I think it is smart. Because to leave it sitting there is not wise, and time is on your side. One of the greatest gifts that we have is time, and to use time for our advantage is something that is so important. So I hope that helps. And you know, find out what's going on. If you want to call me back here on the show, you can, or you can always email me. But we're here for you no matter what. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. We'll be right back. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills
while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Thank you. find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
With John, and John was asking the question about grains. I talk a lot about whole grains in the diet. Are they good for you or are they not? People think, well, I'm not eating white bread, but I'm eating whole grain or whole wheat, and I'm thinking that that's good for you. Well, whole grains, although it's in the regular food pyramid that we use currently as a standard in America, which I think is kind of called the SAD diet, the standard American diet, but it's something that we see, and a lot of people think they're being healthy by eating a lot of grains. They're getting their fiber cereal, all those kind of things, and they're supposed to be so good for you, and they're great for your bowel movements and the whole nine yards. But the reality is that they have a protein in grains, most of the grains, processed grains rather, in America right now, and the gluten is a protein that's really tough on the body. It does cross what's called the blood-brain barrier, number one, and that's in, obviously, it's like a piece of saran wrap that's around the brain. It's supposed to protect the brain from particles and from things getting into the brain. And the gluten itself, when it goes in through there, obviously can cause issues. They have found studies where that gluten can actually change and affect the DNA. We've seen people and kids with autism that have come off gluten in their diets, and they've seen major changes in cognitive function in the way that they think. And with your average adult, which most people used to think that in medicine, that with gluten itself, that obviously if somebody who was gluten intolerant, they had celiac disease. And that was a big, big deal. And there's a test, a gluten antibody test. And there's a couple different blood tests that can check to see if someone is gluten intolerant or not. And the reality is that beyond celiac disease, most people they have found are sensitive to gluten. That doesn't mean you could turn deathly ill like someone that is dealing with celiac, but it means that you can have a reaction to it. And a lot of the chronic fatigue and a lot of the depressions and a lot of the brain chemistry related issues that we have today, bipolar, and even though there's some genetic link to those, there also is a strong link to our diet and the things that we're putting inside of our body and how it can affect brain chemistry and how it can affect the overall body. Gluten also is a big stimulant to the digestive tract. It can cause a lot of food allergies and a lot of buildup in that area. So you have to be really, really careful, because when you're looking at it from that perspective, The irritable bowel syndromes and the Crohn's disease and the colitis and a lot of the different flare-ups and things that we see obviously are big deterrents. They're real challenges to the body. But one of the things you do is you take somebody off gluten for 7.5 to 8 weeks, because it does take about 7.5 weeks for gluten to clear out of the system. You put somebody on or take someone off gluten for that period of time and watch what happens to them. They'll clear up. Their stomach will start getting better. Digestion will start getting better, and it doesn't take a wonder miracle to do that. I mean, it doesn't take some miracle drug to do that. Now, some of the medications, like the Remicades and that sort of thing, are helpful. They're great Band-Aids, but they're not really getting to the root cause. And I'm kind of going down a rabbit trail with that, because there's so many people that struggle with this. And I know that grains in your diet are supposed to be really, really good, but I would challenge that, because I don't think grains are going to give you the amount of fiber and the fiber that would be as beneficial as fruits and vegetables. I would much rather see somebody eat a big bowl of spinach or a big bowl of fresh berries or maybe some black-eyed peas or chickpeas. You're going to get much more fiber in that regard. Plus, there's going to be much more nutrient. They're nutrient-dense, where most grains are not. And although they have some nutrient value to them, even if it's whole grain, it doesn't matter. This stuff's pretty much garbage. I mean, if you eat grains, I'm a big fan of eating grains sparingly and not making it a habit. Now, if you do, you want to choose gluten-free. And a lot of the grocery stores and some restaurants are really coming on board and having gluten-free items and options. But a lot of the grocery stores definitely have replacements for whatever you eat that's flour-based. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of those that are available that you enjoy eating, there's always gluten-free options. So you might want to go to your store, check it out, just to have some. And still, even at gluten-free, you don't want to just chow down and eat grains all the time. Switch over and get those good lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates, such as fruits and vegetables and those good healthy fats. And watch your health change. That's the big key. Your energy levels will go up, you'll feel better, and you'll be able to function at a higher level. Thanks for that question. Great question. A lot of people struggle with that and don't really know what direction to go. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the On Call. What are you struggling with right now? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, back pain, headaches, depression. You just lost your dog. Maybe you're going through a divorce. You just want to talk. That's okay. Whatever it is, we're here for you. This show is about you. It's about you. So make it about you. Call me and talk about anything. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful about it. This is your life. It's your health, and we want to help you through it. Let's go now to Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Good to talk with you.
My question is, my mother and I are fixing to start your diet. Now, let me give you a quick rundown of my mother's history. Last year, she went through four surgeries with kidney stones. The first surgery, they had to put an emergency stent, and then they did two lithotripsies, and then they finally just went in with a laser and had to eradicate her kidney stones. Now, that we've got that cleared up. The problem is she still has a recurring infection in her kidneys. Hmm. And she also has irritable bowel syndrome. And she has right hip, she needs surgery, and her left knee, she needs surgery to replace both of those items. And she has fibromyalgia. Now, my main question is, we're fixing to start your anti-inflammatory diet.
Okay.
And she has the irritable bowel syndrome. And she's worried about all of the vegetables that you list in the book for the carbohydrate part of the diet.
Okay.
She's worried about that giving her problems.
Okay. It's a valid question. That's good. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. I don't want to give you a quick answer on that because with you guys coming up with a game plan, which I think is great you're doing it together, by the way. I think that's going to be good accountability. It's going to be good for her. It's going to be good for you, too. But hang tight, and we'll talk about the anti-inflammatory diet, how to get started with it, how it affects irritable bowel syndrome, and also possibly what she can do about that constant infection. This is On Call.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate will vote Thursday on two competing proposals to end the government shutdown, including the president's plan to have Congress pay for his wall along the southern border. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer dismisses the bill.
You can't have a compromise when one side declares, this is what we want, and this is what you want.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell counters.
It's a proposal that the president will support. As I've stated consistently over the past month, that fact will earn it consideration in the Senate.
The other is a House bill to reopen the government through February 8th and talk about border funding, but both proposals are likely to fail. The Supreme Court says the Trump administration can go ahead with its plan to restrict military service to transgender men and women, while the court challenges continue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
New rules call for healthier school lunches. Finally, somebody is making this happened. It's been just crazy. You think back when you were in school and the kind of school lunches. I mean, ours were horrible. I mean, terrible. I mean, I look back at what I ate for lunch. There was a point I really got onto my health kick when I was probably a junior in high school. Now, health kick was milk does the body good. So, of course, I was drinking milk, homogenized, pasteurized milk that's non-organic. But nevertheless, I thought it was healthier than drinking Cokes and sodas and all that. And, you know, evidently, and it is, if you had to pick. But I can make an argument for that one, too. But also, I mean, you think about the hamburgers and the French fries and the pizzas and the puddings. And, I mean, it was just horrible. If I go on my health kick about midway, I guess, through my junior year in high school, started working out all the time, and I just got into all that fitness stuff and health stuff, and I was eating, I started bringing my lunches to school, and things really changed. And when I look back on that, just thinking about the nutrition that you got at school, I mean, my mother was a really good cook, and she was a very, very sweet lady. She's amazing still to this day. She would always cook me, made sure I had a healthy breakfast, and was one of those fortunate, blessed kids that just had one of those moms. She was just, she's a great lady. I just think the world of her. And, you know, and always have a healthy dinner. But it was one of those deals where, you know, parents just trust that the school is going to take care of their kids and they're going to feed them if for whatever the cost is, $4 or $5 or whatever it is a day. And but the food was really bad. And I know that's been a real issue, especially with our young people dealing with things at an early age like diabetes and just some of these health challenges that we're seeing with our kids. And our kids are just fat. I mean, they're just getting big. And what's up with that? So we've got to make some changes. And I know she has her campaign that she's been working on to really help kids get healthy and schools change their ways, and she's had her own deal with that. She's been really on the kick with kids and diabetes, and I really applaud her for that. I mean, I think it's a great effort on her behalf. Little things. If we can affect our young people today and make small impacts in their life, I think it can lead to a greater future for them, because we are what we eat, and we see it every single day. I was working with an oncologist and just hanging out with him the other day, and it was amazing just seeing how cancer forms and just really getting into the nitty-gritty and the details of the science behind it, and seeing a lot of the imaging and seeing specimens from surgery and the actual tumors themselves and how long it takes to form. And it was amazing because different oncologists will have different takes and they have different thoughts, but there's one underlying root cause. We know there's genetic involvement, but also the environmental and lifestyle factors that play such a role. And it's amazing that it's tough to really pinpoint at what age and when your body starts accumulating those cancer cells, because we get cancer every day. It's just our immune system is very strong and it goes in and it'll fight off those cells and break them down and kill them so that they're not detrimental to us. But when you really start looking at the physiology of the body and how it works, if we could start teaching our young people, our kids, to live a healthy lifestyle at an early age and how to manage that and how to take care of themselves and to make better choices and to make healthier choices, it's just such a great way to go. And it's something that if we can start doing that now in our schools and everybody can get on board with it as a country, then our generation coming up after us is going to be in a much better place. But the article talks about the U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. He unveiled new nutritional guidelines aimed at upgrading school meals to improve children's health and curb the country's obesity crisis. In a national telephone news briefing, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says the proposed rule will raise standards for school meals for the first time in 15 years and make critical changes to food served to nearly 32 million youngsters daily. Good. Way to step up. The proposed rules will add more fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and fat-free and low-fat milk to school meals that are based on recommendations from the Institute of Medicine. Schools will be required to limit levels of saturated fat, sodium, calories, and trans fat in meals, Vilsack says. The United States is facing an obesity epidemic and crisis of poor diets, which threaten the future of our children and our nation, Vilsack says in a news release, with many children consuming as many as half their daily calories at school. Strengthening nutritional standards is an important step in the Obama administration's effort to combat childhood obesity and improve the health and well-being of our kids. He says raising a healthier generation of children will require hard work and commitment of a host of partners, and the upgraded standards could pose challenges for some school districts. But he says the new Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act provides new resources and technical assistance to help schools raise the bar for our kids. School meal programs are a partnership of the USDA, state agencies, and local schools, and the Agriculture Department has pledged to help upgrade the food programs. I think it's great. Two things, though, if you're going to upgrade the kids' programs, I mean, my gosh, at least take out the whole grains or minimize those or go gluten-free. It's not that much more expensive, gang. It's really not. Spend a little bit extra on our kids. I'd rather you see you charge an extra dollar at lunch and get a little bit better stuff in there. The milk needs to go. Chocolate milk needs to go. What the world is going on with that? put goat's milk in there. Of course, that's not going to happen. But anyway, I'm going to rant about that. Anyway, coconut milk would be great, too. There's a lot of options. Let me make up the school lunches for these kids. They'll be rocking and rolling. Be my thoughts about it. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Stephanie. Stephanie, welcome. And we were talking earlier, Stephanie, about your mom. And the one thing I was talking about before I got on my little rant there is that with the hip and the knee and the irritable bowel syndrome, we were kind of talking about what to do. And I was talking also, this is a real key. Whenever you get into a place, Stephanie, that you're going to do a diet with someone, and your mom, I know she's got some other things going on, especially with the recurrent infection, but whenever you get into working on a diet together, and whenever you start really working on things together, and you're going to start a new game plan together, I would continue working with our physician on clearing up that infection, because they're probably using, I mean, have them continue to culture her urine and whatnot to be able to check and make sure that it's completely gone. If she's having some blood in there, then, you know, stay with your physician on that. And if they're wanting to do antibiotics, no problem on that. I would encourage you to follow whatever they're laying out. I can tell you there's some things that can adjunctly help in antibiotics to clear up the infection. And that's silver that you can get in a health food store. It's a liquid silver. It's very good. It's antibacterial and antiviral. It can work very well. Astragalus is good, too, in higher amounts of vitamin C. And believe it or not, cranberry extract. Now, you can drink cranberry juice. That's no problem if you want to do that. However, they make a cranberry extract, and they kind of grind up cranberry, real cranberries, and they put it in a capsule form, and they found that that works very, very well. So that's something else that can be helpful in addition to what's going on. And don't forget, heavy amounts of probiotics are really, really good and something you might want to consider. And again, you just go to follow what's over on the label that you get at the health food store. But with her changing her diet, and I know this is involving you too, but let's focus on her for a minute. With her changing her diet, she's going to see a big improvement, in my thoughts, in my opinion, about her hip and her knee. Because when she starts cutting down inflammation in the body, it's going to make a huge difference. Huge difference in joint-related pain, body aches and pains, and it really will. And I think she'll notice a big difference. And with irritable bowel syndrome, I know she's concerned about the vegetables and certain foods that we have listed in the anti-inflammatory diet, but we found over long periods of time of people changing their diets and getting on the vegetables and whatnot. If she cuts out, see, because you've got to remember, she's going to be cutting out a lot of the foods that were stimulating the inflammatory process in the first place. So by her cutting out cow's milk, dairy, and cutting out grains, bread, pasta, and cereal, crackers, and all of that sort of thing, I think she'll notice that maybe where vegetables really bothered her before, that by getting gluten out of the diet, the casein protein, which is in the cow's milk, out of the diet, she's going to notice a big change in the way that she feels and the way her body's able to handle the vegetables. Now, it might not be the case in the very beginning, but you'll probably see a change as time goes on, and that might be something you want to just stay on top of. And you might want to just process of elimination, take out the things that are really bothering her and just keep the ones in there that are not. But make sure she gets a good lean quality protein like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, and low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats with her meals. The healthy fats are very, very important at keeping the inflammation down in the body. And also, it's going to help rebuild and strengthen the immune system in a lot of ways. So I think you'll be impressed. And you just kind of follow on target with her. But I think it's great you're doing it together. It is. And with the hip and knee issues, see, a lot of times women at your mom's age won't digest and process calcium very well because they don't have enough vitamin D. So you can get a blood test done with your primary care physician on vitamin D. Keep it between 70 and 90 on that blood test. And you'll be amazed at what will happen with joint-related pains in the body, especially once you get the inflammatory foods out to get the body functioning better and at a higher level. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. You're listening On Call.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Ferrolac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Ferrolac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Ferrolac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Ferrolac is formulated for powerful results. Ferrolac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Ferrolac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Ferrolac.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. What are you struggling with? You want to talk about it? Well, we can. That's what this show is all about. So make sure you call. Now, here's the deal. If you're thinking about somebody you love, friend, a family member, a coworker, a loved one, somebody that's really struggling with their health, we want to help them too. And it's always great to actually talk about it with you, about them, so you can go empower their health and empower their life. Because think about it. Every time you talk to someone, people are struggling with health issues nonstop. I mean, It's unbelievable when you ask someone how they're doing. They're either going to lie to you, or half of them will, and say, "Oh, I'm fine," which they just means they don't want to tell you how they're really feeling. Or they'll start telling you about something with their health. Big toe hurts. I got a headache today. Oh, you know, I got my back pain today. Or I got the indigestion. Or I got the gout. Or the sugar diabetes. Or whatever. Like you, most of the times, 99.9% of the time, you don't have anything to say. What are you going to say about all that? Yeah, my grandmother has that. What are you going to say? What if you had an answer? What if you had that encouraging word? Something to say, "Hey, you know, I heard this guy on the radio, and I think something this could help." And you told them something that maybe was so simple, that was so common sense, that impacted their life. You don't have to be a doctor to do that. You just be a friend that's sharing good information to be able to empower someone. We'll be encouraging. It's good stuff. Quote for the day comes from Aristotle. He says, "We are what we repeatedly do." That's good right there. I can just stop right there for the quote for the day. We are what we repeatedly do. We are our actions. We are our words. We are what we think every single day. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is not an act, but it's a habit. Think about that and apply that concept to every area of your life. Let's go to Matt right now. Hi, Matt. Welcome.
Well, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. How can I help, man?
I recently was in the hospital for some chest pains to my heart, and they found 90% blockage in one of my arteries and 60% in my right atriatic tube, which is, and they haven't corrected. They said it hasn't been that bad yet, but I'm calling to find out ways to correct that. I have struggled with weight pretty much most of my life. In my 20s, I lost 100 pounds due to a low-fat diet. Gained a few back, but apparently that hasn't been working. To see I'm 31 years old now and got all these problems with my arteries. So I'm wondering if you could suggest how to fix me.
We need to get a toolkit out and start working.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
But here's the key. I mean, with anything going on with your health, first you have to have kind of what I call a made up mind. And when you make the decision that you want to get well, that means that you're willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be. And when you get to that place, that's when everything changes. That's when you can truly say that I'm ready, and you can truly say that no matter what, I'm ready to get well. I'm ready to stay well. I'm ready to live well. And if you get to that place, then the actual task at hand is pretty darn easy. So that would be the first thing I would say to you is, you know, do you want to get well? Are you ready? Is it something that you want just because you don't want to be sick anymore? Or is it something you want because you want to be healthy for your family? Tell me the reason I mean, obviously, you've got blocked arteries. It's time. But is that the one thing thrusting you into it? What's making you want to make the change? Because
well,
a big change
has to be
made.
I want to live for my retirement. I'm 31 years old.
Are you married?
Yes, I'm married.
You have kids?
One kid, yeah.
Yeah. You want to be healthy for them, right?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I'm not ready to die. And like I said, I want to live life and, you know, to everything it's got.
You believe you can live life with everything it's got? You believe
that? Well, I hope so. I keep on pushing every day. And like I say, I'm just calling you to try to get some advice on I'm taking a fish oil now. I never did that before. And a lot of people say that helps. And I just want to get all the answers I can get.
I understand. All right. Well, that's good. I mean, you're going down the right path. That's why I was asking you those questions. Now, let's talk about it for just a moment. What are you doing? What is your height and weight right now?
Right now, I'm about 240 and I'm 5'11".
So fighting weight for you would be about 185.
Hmm?
Is that where you want to be? About 185?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, that can happen, but you've got to make some radical changes right now. You realize that, right? I mean, you have to make some major changes to drop that kind of weight. But if you do that, you're going to cut your chances you're going to increase your chances of good heart health. But there's a lot you can do to make that happen. This is what I want to challenge you to do first, okay? Because this is going to be a step-by-step process. I know you're calling me for a game plan. Here's the game plan. Get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. Read it cover to cover. Get started on the anti-inflammatory diet in there and just get on the foundational four supplements. And the reason I'm saying that, I'm encouraging you to read and make your own decision because I think that's going to be a good starting point for you. The motivation, the encouragement, and the direction will be in there to help you. Stay with your primary care physician as you go through this process. Go to him or she, he or she, and get some blood work done. This is a real strong encouragement to you, okay? Get the blood work done that you need so they can check and see exactly what's going on with your health all the way around. And it's going to be a good point for them to look at just by getting that done. And I think you'll find some good information when you do that. This On Call puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm Health and Lifestyle Coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.